Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I don't preach on grieving away. Grieving away the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Grieving the Holy Ghost away. Praise God. In 1 Samuel 13 and in verse 11, I'm going to read to you, amen, a little bit about this man named Saul. It says, "And Samuel said, What hast thou done? And Saul said, Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore said I, The Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself therefore, and offered a burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, Thou hast done foolishly, thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee, for now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue." Praise God. Amen. It was a law, amen, in the Old Testament, praise God, that you had to offer sacrifice at the temple of God, and it had to be offered, praise God, by a priest. And God had commanded Saul, amen, what to do, amen, this king of Israel. And old Saul, amen, he said, praise God, to Samuel when he was confronted about his sin, he said, "I forced myself, therefore, amen, to offer a burnt offering." Praise God. Saul said, "I had to make myself do this," amen, because he was scared of these Philistines, amen, coming down. And I thought, praise God, that was a willful, amen, sin by Saul. I thought a child of God, amen, with the Spirit of God in their life, amen, they have to force themselves, amen, to sin. Praise God. I'm talking about willfully sin. They have to make themselves, amen, do it, because the Holy Spirit of God is there to resist and constrain that sin. Praise God. When a true child of God sins, amen, willfully, they have to make themselves do it. Praise God. That's what he did. And that's all it took for old Saul. I mean, if you look in chapter 16, praise God, amen, Samuel told him, he said, "Your kingdom could have lasted forever. But because of this, amen, it's going to be done away." In verse 14 of chapter 16, it says, "But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and the evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold, now an evil spirit from God troubles thee." Praise God. Amen. God, amen, after Saul had sinned against him, removed his Holy Spirit, amen, from the man. And an evil spirit came upon him and troubled him. Praise God. Amen. I thought, praise God, amen, that this man Saul, when I read the Bible, when he was called and he was anointed, that the Holy Ghost came upon him and he prophesied, the Bible said, with the prophets. Amen. He had the Spirit of God upon him. The Bible says he became a new man. Amen. That's a born again experience. But praise God, here in chapter 16, amen, that man, praise God, that knew God, amen, the spirit was taken away from him, and praise God, an evil spirit came upon him. Amen. I've read commentaries where it said it was just the spirit of kingship and the spirit of anointing, but praise God, it was the Holy Ghost, amen, that was taken from him. God says, "I withdrew my mercy, amen, from the man." And I thought, when you read the Bible, praise God, Saul tried to talk to God, but God had no ear for Saul. Amen. He went before the Lord and tried to over and over again, and he got no answer from God. God was done with Saul. Amen. He ended up going to a witch and trying to call up Samuel. Praise God, because God would not hear him anymore. Amen. He grieved away the Spirit of God for the first time, and it was the last time for the man Saul. Praise God. Amen. He sinned willfully. He forced himself, amen, to sin. Amen. Have you ever thought about that? How the Holy Ghost will stop you and restrain you, and you have to force yourself to sin. Praise God. And that's what he done. Amen. But I thought, praise God, by doing that, Saul forsook God. He forsook God. He turned his back upon God. And God, amen, warned, praise God, in his Bible, "If you forsake me, I'll forsake you." It's what he said. Amen. The Bible says if we deny him, He'll deny us. Praise God. That's what he said. Amen. Saul, amen, forsook God. Amen. By disobeying and willful disobedience and rebellion. Praise God. And God forsook Saul. Praise God. And when the Spirit of God left Saul, the evil spirit from God came into Saul. Amen. I'll tell you, if God does not rule your life, amen, sin and Satan is going to. Praise God, there's just two masters in the world. It's going to be the God through his Spirit ruling in your life, or the spirit of this world is going to be ruling in your life. There's no, amen, middle ground. There's no gray area. Amen. There's a spirit in the children of disobedience. Amen. Just like there's a spirit, praise God, of the living God in the children of Almighty God. Amen. Amen. It's a dangerous thing. Praise God, to force yourself to see it. It's a serious thing, praise God, to grieve away the Holy Spirit of our Almighty God. Amen. Saul didn't get a second chance. Amen. I thought about Esau. The Bible says, oh, Esau sold his birthright, amen, for a little bowl of pottage, praise God, you could say. Sold his birthright. And the Bible says, though he saw it carefully, with tears, he didn't get it back. Amen, it never restored. Praise God. Could you imagine that? Imagine Saul's condition. Amen. God said, I'm taking my spirit away from him. And maybe, praise God, he went to sleep, amen, with a sense of God's presence in his life. But maybe he woke up that morning and God was gone. And he knew in his heart that darkness had come in. Amen, that God had removed from his life. Amen, praise God, you're talking about fear. God's gone. Amen, and he probably thought, maybe I can get them back. Amen, I messed up before. Maybe I can go and call upon him again and he'll restore me. But this time, God, amen, turns a deaf ear to Saul. He's done. God says, my spirit will not always strive with man, praise God. Not always strive with man. Amen, it come, amen, to a point, praise God, where God was done with Saul. Amen, imagine Esau. Praise God, he sought, amen, repentance. Praise God, with tears. But it wasn't given to the man, praise God. Ain't that a terrible thought? That this sin might grieve away the Holy Ghost and I might never be restored again. Amen. This sin might separate me from God and it'll be my last chance. Praise God. Amen. I want you to think, amen, about who the Holy Spirit is. Praise God. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the author of the new birth. Amen. Without the Holy Spirit, you will not be born again. Amen. You must be born of the Spirit of God. If the Holy Spirit's not there, you'll not be saved. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the one that draws you, amen, to Jesus Christ. Without his drawn spirit, you cannot come to him. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the one, amen, that applies the grace of God to your life. Amen. The salvation to your life. That applies the blood to your life. And makes you a new creature, praise God. That's the Holy Spirit's job. And when you're saved, he's your comforter. Praise the Lamb of God. He's there to comfort you and to help you. He's your helper, praise the Lamb of God. And he's your strength to stand. And he's your companion. Praise the Lamb of God. That's who the Holy Spirit is. And praise God, if you grieve him away, praise the Lamb of God, you're undone, you're undone, you're undone. Praise God. Amen. Without the Spirit of God, you'll not be saved. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. And the Bible says, and I preached on it not too long ago, that, praise God, the Holy Spirit is the seal of God. Amen. I want you to turn with me. Praise God, because there's something, amen, I didn't get much into that day in that sermon. But it needs to be preached. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 4. If you open your Bibles with me. Ephesians 4 and verse 30. Ephesians 4 and verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. He's telling us, he's warning us, amen, the apostle, do not grieve this Holy Spirit of God, whereby, or which, with, amen, you are sealed unto the day of redemption. You know, our Baptist friends, they tell us it says until right there. It don't say until the day of redemption. It says, unto the day of redemption. You've been sealed for a purpose. Amen. That seal is your ticket into heaven. Praise God. Amen. When Jesus Christ comes back, amen, those that's got the seal of God upon them, they're going with Him. Amen. Those that die, amen, with the seal of God upon them, that's the saved ones. Amen. You're sealed on too for that reason, the day of redemption. And Paul's warning the Christian, amen, don't grieve away the Spirit of Almighty God. That's your seal. Amen. That's your down payment. That's your ticket, praise God, to the kingdom. Without the Spirit of God, you're lost. You're lost. You're undone, praise God. Paul is warning, praise God, people, don't grieve away the Spirit of God. Don't be like Saul, amen, and be lost and undone. Don't grieve them away. Don't grieve them away. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. You know, amen, now think about this. I have felt God. I say you have too. There's been times in my life where I have felt God and grieve over people. Amen. Not my sin. I felt Him over, grieving over me when I come short. But praise God, I felt God grieve over people, the Spirit of Almighty God grieving inside of me because of somebody else grieving the Holy Ghost away. Amen. Somebody else planning the sin. Amen. Somebody else grieving God, and God lets me know, praise God. He lets me feel the grief. Amen. Where I can pray for them. Praise God. Amen. I thought in Hebrews, He tells you how to grieve the Spirit away and how they done it. Amen. The book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 10. And this is a warning to Christians. Hebrews 3, verse 10, He says, wherefore I was grieved with that generation. Amen. God, who is Spirit, is grieved with that generation. It said, they do always err in their heart, and have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Amen. They wasn't going into the promised land. He says, take heed, brethren. Amen. That's Christian. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Amen. He was using them as example. Amen. God had saved them by the Passover of the Lamb in Egypt. He brought them and baptized them through the Red Sea. He fed them manna from heaven. He gave them water from the rock, which was Christ. But they didn't go over to the promised land because of unbelief, because they grieved the Spirit of God, amen, and they didn't go in. They didn't go in. Praise the Lamb of God. In verse 17, He says, why? Praise God. He says, but with whom was He grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that has sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? That's who grieved. Praise God, those that had sinned. It was willful sin. Praise God. And God says, I swear in my wrath, you're not going to the kingdom. I swear in my wrath, you're not going to Canaan land. And they didn't go in. Their carcasses fell in the wilderness. And Paul says, brethren, take heed. Amen. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart in departing from the living God. Amen. That evil heart, praise God, will lead you away. Amen. From the living God. Amen. The living God. The devil is so sly. He'll tell you. He probably told old Saul, it'll be all right, Saul. Amen. You can do this. You can force this sin. You can go and pray. Everything will be all right. You don't have to obey God. Amen. But that was one too many for old Saul. He was undone. He was undone. Praise God. Amen. You know in the book of Ephesians, turn back there, where he's talking about grieving the Holy Ghost. Praise God. He gives us, he names the sin. Praise God, the Apostle Paul was always good about naming the sin. Praise God, he just don't say, don't sin. He names the sins. And praise God, he deals with them. And they're right in context of where he says, don't grieve the Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed. He tells you how people grieve Him. Amen. Ephesians 5 and verse 3. Amen, look at this. Praise God, you want to know something that's going to grieve the Holy Ghost away? Amen, it's open and gross sins. He says, verse 3, fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness. Let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, man, nor covetous man who is the idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Amen. Praise God. He's talking about them open and gross sins. Amen. And you can read the praise God, the chapter 4 and that part of chapter 5. Amen. He deals with stealing, with fornication, with lying, with anger, praise God, with vices. And these are the things, amen, that will cause the Holy Ghost to depart from your life and leave you, praise God, undone. Amen. Don't, he says, don't let it be named among you. Amen. You can't go to heaven, praise God, with these things, he's saying. Praise God. Amen. Chapter 4 and verse 31. Amen. Think about this. And right after he says, don't grieve the Holy Ghost. Verse 31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking, but be put away from you with all malice. Amen. You want something that grieves away the Holy Ghost? It's, praise God, your anger. Amen. Praise God, unrighteous anger. It's all right to be mad at sin. But most people don't get mad at sin. They like it. Amen. They want to get mad at everything else besides sin. Amen. They blame everybody else besides the sin. Amen. But God says there, he says, you let your bitterness and your wrath and your anger and your clamor and your evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. You put it away. Amen. Wrath and anger leads to clamor. Noise. Evil speaking about people. He says, you put away with all malice. Amen. Treating people evil. Treating people wrong. These things, amen, these things drive away the Spirit of God. Amen. Can the Spirit of God, which is peace and love, dwell in a temple that's filled with anger and strife and all these things that's nothing but pure hatred? Amen. It's not. Amen. Put it away. Grieve not the Holy Spirit away. Praise God. Verse 22 of chapter 4. He said that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. Amen. When you read Paul's writings, praise God, he deals with a sensuousness. Amen. Lasciviousness. Praise God, with deceitful lust, with lust of sin, lust of things of this world, praise God. Amen. Evil things. Amen. That people's lusting after. Lust. Spirit of God's pure. Spirit of God is holy, pure, praise God. Amen, he's come, amen, to dwell in a temple. Praise God, it's supposed to be holy, pure. Amen, sometimes we sit and think, well, I'm not doing it, but we're lusting after it. And God says, amen, that that's the same thing as doing it. He says, you pull it out, praise God, and don't grieve the Holy Ghost away. I believe you can dwell upon the lust long enough. Praise God, amen. You'll grieve the Holy Ghost out of your life without you acting upon that lust. If you sit and dwell upon it, praise God. And you give place to the devil will put an old bad thought in your mind. If you don't rebuke it, kill it out, praise God, he'll come back over and over and over again. And praise God, pretty soon it's going to consume you, amen. Praise God, I believe, amen, that's one of the major problems. Praise God, with the single men, praise God, and women in the church world today, is that right there. Amen. That spirit of lust is getting in them, and praise God, they're not fighting it. Praise God, they're not repenting of it. They're not calling upon God, and that thing is dragging them out into damnation. Amen. To be lost, praise God. Amen. I thought verse 32, he says, be you kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Something to grieve away the Holy Ghost is unforgiveness, praise God. My Bible tells me, if I don't forgive them, amen, that trespass against me, my Father will not forgive me, amen. If I want to continue in sin, let me be unforgiven. I mean, you're going to be unforgiven. You're going to continue in sin. And sin will grieve away the Holy Ghost of God. We've got to be sure, amen, that we're tender-hearted one towards another and willing to forgive one another. Not holding grudges, amen. Not counting sin. But forgiving people with a whole heart. Even as God has forgave us. Amen. When God forgave me, amen, he washed my sins away. I mean, he cast them into the depths of the sea. They was all gone. Praise the Lamb of God. And God at one time brought them back up to my face. I mean, it was a full and free pardon that God gave me. Praise God. And that's the kind of pardon that God commands us to give men. Forgive them fully and freely. Praise the Lamb of God. fully and freely. Say, it's hard to do. It's impossible to do without God. Amen. The Holy Ghost will give you the strength to do it. Praise God. Nothing else will. Amen. Something else that grieves the Spirit of God. Amen. And it's rampant in church today. It's neglect. We neglect things. Amen. We neglect going to church. We neglect prayer. We neglect the Bible. Amen. God has given us, amen, eyes to see with. Ears to hear with. Amen. Somebody can't read, they can listen to it on cassette, on CD. They have no excuse for neglecting the Bible today. Amen. But they neglect the prayer closet. Amen. They won't go and pray. And they wonder why they're so low and so weak and so dry. Amen. There's been no time, praise God, in the prayer closet. Amen. If you neglect prayer, you grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. If you neglect prayer in your Bible, in your church, praise God, too often, praise God, amen, you'll lose your piety. Praise God, you'll lose your holiness. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. You'll stop being different from the world and you'll fall. Praise God, you'll fall. Let a man stop praying. Last, see how long he lasts as a Christian. Amen. He might be able to keep a show up for a little while, but he won't really last as a Christian. Amen. Praise God. Let him stop reading his Bible. See how long he lasts as a real Christian. Amen. See where the power goes in his life. Watch him fall away. Praise God. Amen. You neglect God. Amen. You're going to be in trouble. Glory to God. Amen. He calls you. Amen. The Holy Spirit calls you to prayer. Amen. I thought that's another way to grieve the Holy Spirit away is resisting God. The Bible says not to resist the Spirit of God. Don't resist the Spirit of God. Let the Spirit of God have His way in your life. Let Him have His way, His will be done in your life. Praise God. I mean, if you don't resist God, if you don't resist Him, you'll be dead to this world. You will be dead to this world. He leads you, amen, to the cross where you die to the world. Amen. And praise the Lamb of God, but too many people, they're still in love with the world because they're resisting the Holy Ghost. Amen. And praise God, they've set their affections on things of this earth instead of the things above. Amen. They're resisting the Holy Ghost in their life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. They wonder why they're not filled with God. Amen. You got to give up the world. Praise God. Amen. If we don't resist the Holy Ghost, He'll teach you, amen, not to follow the vanity of the fashions of this world. Amen. Not to follow the vanity of this world. I ain't worried about dressing like nobody, Sister Dorothy. Amen. I'm not trying to follow no movie actor, praise God. Amen. I don't care the big fancy brand name stuff. Amen. As long as it's decent and covers me. Amen. I'm happy with it. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't care if it comes from the Goodwill or wherever. Praise God. I'm not following the vanities of this world. If you will be led by the Holy Ghost of God, you'll not follow the vanity of this world. You'll not follow the passion of this world. Praise God. But too many people's trying to deck themselves just like the world. It's not of God. Amen. Amen. If you be led by the Holy Ghost of God and not resist Him, you'll not be led in no party. Amen. You'll not be going to no party. You'll not be going to no theater. You'll not be listening to no rock and roll music. You'll not be going to no dances. You'll not be reading no devil books and no witchcraft books. Amen. If you're led by the Holy Ghost of God, this will be your main book. Praise the Lamb of God. But too many people resisting God and fighting God, and they're running to the world, running to the party, running to the theater, running to the rock music and to the dances. Praise God. And they know not God. Amen. They resist the Spirit of God, and He's not a praise God present in their life. Praise God. Amen. That's all it comes down to. Praise God. Amen. I've been so uncomfortable in a theater. Praise God. In a party. Praise God. I can't stand, amen, listening to that old rock music when I go into a restaurant. They got this stuff on. I don't want nothing to do with it. Amen. God leads you away from that stuff. Praise God. We're to yield, amen, to the Spirit of God. Not resist the Spirit of God. And you know what, where He's going to lead you to? To prayer. Amen. He's going to call you into prayer. Come pray. Come pray. Lord, how much do we got to pray about today? Praise God. How many people's going to split hell wide open tonight? Yeah. Amen. How many of our loved ones going to die unsaved? Yeah. And we're going to have to sit at their funeral and say, well, I hope they prayed before they went on. Amen. Try to comfort ourselves. Amen. Praise God. We got so much to pray about, but we resist the Holy Ghost. We're not willing to spend time in prayer. No, we don't have time for the Bible. We don't have time for church, but we got time for everything else. else in this world. We're resisting God. God will lead you to prayer. Amen. The Holy Spirit will lead you to prayer, to piety, to holiness, to purity. Praise God. Amen. That He can use you in this lost and dying world. That your prayer can shake something. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I believe a Christian that's right with God, he can shake heaven. Amen. I believe he can lay hold upon the throne of God and see something happen. I believe the fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Praise the Lamb of God. But too many people satisfied being unrighteous. Amen. Resisting the Holy Ghost of God. Wanting to be like the world. Praise God. Unwilling to repent. Praise God. Amen. If we're led by the Spirit of God, amen, we're going to find time to pray. We'll find time, amen, for God. Amen, we won't have time for the garbage of this world, amen. It's garbage, men, women, brothers and sisters, it's garbage. Things of this world, amen. Praise God. You say, what happens? Praise God when the Spirit departs from a man. Praise the Lamb of God, there's darkness in your soul. Amen. There's darkness in your soul. I thought about old Saul. When the Spirit left him and the evil spirit came in, do you know how the way he could get peace? He'd get old King David to come and sing to him, to play a little bit of music. And praise God, you look at the backsliders that's gone. Amen. They can't stand to be alone. Praise God, they can't stand silence. They got to have something in their ears. They got to have that music, praise God. They got to have a diversion. They got to have a company. They got to have some kind of business coming on because their conscience is wounded. Amen. Their heart is dark and they're scared and they know, amen, that they ain't got peace in this world. And there's one cure for them. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, that can be applied by faith if God will be merciful and grant unto them repentance because He don't have to. But praise God, in mercy He can if they come to Him. Praise God. Amen. Darkness of the soul. Praise God. Amen. It begins. When it begins happening. Praise God, that withdrawing. Amen. You'll neglect your duties. You say, I don't pray like I used to. Oh, might be a sign of backsliding. I'm not faithful in church like I used to be. Sign of backsliding. Praise God, I'm not doing my Bible studies like I used to. Sign of backsliding. Amen. You're going backward instead of forward. You're neglecting your duty. You better, amen, seek God. Have you gone the wrong way? Amen. We need more of the Spirit, not less. But when, praise God, that Spirit's withdrawn, there's a prevalence. Amen. Corruption begins to prevail in the life of the backslider. Amen. That sin that used to have them bound before they were saved comes back seven times worse. Amen. They ain't got victory over nothing anymore. Amen. They backslide over lust. Might be a lust cause them backslide. They'll go back to drinking and doping. Them old spirits won't come back too. Praise God. It don't have to be what causes you to backslide to bring these other things back in. It's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. And that victory you had. I've seen people delivered from cigarettes. Not smoke, amen, forever. Praise the Lamb of God. As soon as they backslide, boom, that old thing comes back. Delivered from alcohol, boom. As soon as they backslide, it comes back. Amen, these sins become prevalent in your life. Amen, you see anything like that? You see the old sins popping back up in your life? Praise God that you had defeated and that you have victory in your backsliding. Amen, the Spirit's been withdrawn, praise God. Amen, you need to go in the order of God. In the order of God and call upon God and repent with a pure heart that He'll grant you repentance. Amen. You remember old Simon the sorcerer? Amen. Paul, Simon Peter didn't even guarantee that God would forgive the man. He said, perhaps God will forgive you. Amen. Maybe. That God will grant you repentance. It's a gift of God. He don't have to. Praise God, He don't have to. And once that spirit's all the way withdrawn, He don't have to ever come back. He don't have to ever come back. Once it's all the way gone, praise God. Thank God for the mercy when it does. Amen when it does. Amen. Look at Psalms with me. Amen. We got a good example to close with. Psalms 51. Praise God. Behold the goodness and severity of God. Amen. Saul was an example of severity. Esau was an example of severity. But I thought, amen, King David is an example of God's goodness to win. Praise God, O King David, in Psalms 51, verse 9. Amen, after he had sinned, He said, hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. But it didn't stop there. He says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit, praise God. Oh, King David got down, amen, and serious with God. Amen, he didn't want just to be forgiven, but he wanted, praise God, to be set free from the bondage of that sin. He was willing to let go of it. He wanted a clean heart, amen. He wanted a right spirit. And you notice he said, Lord, don't take your spirit from me. Don't take your spirit from me, God. What a dangerous thing, praise God. What a scary thing to even imagine, amen, that the Spirit of God will be taken away from somebody. Amen, that's the fear of God. Amen, that's the fear of God. Amen, the church world needs the fear of God. Amen, a fear of sinning against the Most High. Amen, a fear of falling away from the Most High. Amen, we tread too lightly upon sin. Amen, we take it too lightly. Amen, we think of it as a game. Amen, we take it into our bosom and think we can play with it. Praise the Lamb of God, and we'll not be burned. But praise God, we're going to get burned if we hold on to it long enough. Amen, that's a old red serpent, and it'll bite you if you keep playing with it. Amen, it'll destroy your soul. But I thank God that there was one that hung upon a cross 2,000 years ago. Amen. The Lamb of God that came to take my sins away. Amen. And that blood is still there. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. The blood is still there. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, church. Amen. Amen. We need to run, praise God, to Jesus. Amen. We should run to Jesus. Amen. And hold to Jesus. Amen. Cleave unto Him with all your might. Praise God with everything you got. Amen. Anything's going to hinder your walk with God, cut it off and cast it away. Pluck it out and cast it away. Don't let nothing, praise God, come between you and heaven. Thank you. I thought, praise God, how bad it would be. How bad would it be, church, to leave this world knowing you're not right with God. And God not hearing you. You calling upon Him, but He don't hear you. And you die and you open your eyes in that place where that rich man did. The Bible says he opened his eyes and said, I don't want to even imagine it. Praise God, I want the peace of God upon my life when I leave this world. Amen. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of His saints. Amen. I believe there's peace in the valley. Praise God. Peace by that river for the saints of God. But what fear and trembling, amen, if you're not right with God. Amen. People want to wait sometimes till they think, I'll wait till I get old and I'm on my deathbed. I tell you what, people that does that, I believe they're damning their soul. Amen, the people that's planning on getting saved on their deathbed, they're damning their soul. Praise God, I bet it don't happen. It might, but I doubt it. Praise the Lamb of God. Today's the day of salvation. Man, I ain't got promise I can make it to work tonight. You ain't got promise you can make it home tonight. Amen. We don't know, praise God, what hour that death angel will be sent for us. Amen. I won't be able when he calls my name to say, Lord, here I am. Amen. Here I am. I don't want to be in dread and fear, praise God, and try to run from Him. Amen. I want my heart right, praise God, with God. Amen. Most important thing, above all, have your heart right with God. Amen. Have your heart right with the Lord. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to open the altar, church, and we're going to pray. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for His word and for what I felt. Anybody willing to sing, praise God, that can. Amen. But let's pray together around this altar. Thank you, Lord.